Also, the cross-shareholdings that we still have with some of our other funds, AFIC being our largest shareholder, in an ideal corporate governance world, you wouldn't have those sort of structures. And I know that there's also the odd cross-shareholding between Argo and Milton and some of the other listed funds. Is there really a need to maintain those in 2007?
In terms of the cross-shareholdings, when it comes to anything to do with cross-shareholdings, and that we have subcommittees of the board where people who have any interest whatsoever are not involved. And Andrew, I think, has often had the job of such chairing those subcommittees, so that we do try to take it that far. But basically, what they are charged with is the commission. Is this a good investment for this company? That's their charge. If it's not, then it ought to be sold.